KQED.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. It's budget time for many California cities, but let's talk about San Bernardino today, given that it filed for bankruptcy last August. The council passed a, quote, survival budget last night that once again defers massive debt payments, but by all accounts, more cuts are coming. Along those lines, the city manager held up nearby Moreno Valley as a fiscal model, noting it saves millions by contracting out police and fire to Riverside County's sheriff and CAL FIRE. Food for thought, he said. California firefighters are mopping up the Madison Fire, which began over the weekend in the foothills of the San Gabriel Mountains. It started when a gardener accidentally set fire to brush with his power equipment. 125 scorched acres later, Monrovia Fire Chief Chris Donovan says we can expect more blazes like this in the months to come.
We found that the fire burned extremely hot. It burned very fast and rapid uphill, and it spread pretty quick. And this is an indication of a very early fire season that will be very intense here in Southern California.
Southern California is on track to log its fourth driest year on record. But Donovan adds the mountains near Monrovia haven't burned in decades. If this sounds like your neighborhood, or even if it doesn't, firefighters would sure appreciate it if you made it a priority this spring to clear at least 100 feet of brush around your home. California's Environmental Protection Agency is rolling out a new tool today to help pinpoint communities that may be particularly vulnerable to pollution. It's the first index of its kind, measuring a broad range of pollutants and health indicators in every zip code across the state. But the tool is already controversial, as the California Report's Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca explains.
The city of Fresno bills its new sports complex as a baseball, softball, and soccer dreamland on the west side of Fresno, one of the poorest parts of town. Watching kids play, you might not realize the park is also built on a Superfund cleanup site.
And this location was formerly a dump. This is what we have as a park in West Fresno.
Former policeman turned community activist Bob Mitchell explains that the park sits adjacent to a former landfill. It was closed after regulators figured out it was leaking dangerous pollutants into the air and water. Even though the site has been cleaned up, the city still burns off methane from the landfill and monitors the groundwater for chemicals.
We're glad the dump is gone, but we don't know what the pollutants are under here and how they may impact a child who runs and roll around in the grass.
If you were to stand up on the grassy mound covering the landfill, you'd likely see an abandoned junkyard where the state found heavy metals and PCBs. You'd catch a glimpse of meat processing plants, factories, and miles of orchards and vineyards where farmers spray pesticides, and the 99 freeway pulsing with diesel trucks. West Fresno has some of the highest rates of asthma in the state. And a recent study estimates that life expectancy here is about 20 years less than people living just across town in North Fresno.
And that is simply ridiculous. And that is a direct result of the cumulative effect of what has been put into our community.
The California EPA gave West Fresno the highest score in the state on its new environmental health screening tool, which they're calling Cal EnviroScreen. Other zip codes in the top 10 include Bakersfield, Stockton, and the Los Angeles area communities of Vernon, Baldwin Park, and Boyle Heights.
This tool was to try to look at communities as a whole instead of looking at either a specific site or a specific chemical.
Toxicologist Dr. George Alexeyev heads the state's Office of Environmental Health Hazard Assessment. He says California regulators have done a pretty good job of targeting individual pollution problems, like reducing diesel exhaust or eliminating particular chemicals in drinking water. But that kind of regulation doesn't give a broad snapshot of the total environmental burden some communities face.
What about those areas that seem to be suffering from multiple sources of pollution?
Cal EnviroScreen measures things like traffic, hazardous waste facilities, and pesticides. Top-scoring communities generally have high rates of air pollution and multiple toxic cleanup sites. The tool also measures population and health indicators like poverty, low birth weight, and asthma rates. But Alexeyev is careful to say while the tool gauges health indicators, it doesn't imply a causal link.
Not to say that the pollution is causing the asthma or the low birth weight. But instead, what we're saying is the community has people with asthma or seems to have a higher rate of low birth weight, and those individuals are more sensitive to pollution.
While industry has been concerned CalEnviroScreen will create more regulations, Alexeyev says that's not the goal. He says the tool is designed to help target resources. 25% of the funds raised from cap-and-trade auctions under California's greenhouse gas laws, for example, are supposed to benefit disadvantaged communities, and this tool can help pinpoint those areas. But some local leaders from L.A. and the Central Valley are worried the data maps give too much weight to pesticides and diesel pollution.
If you were just to look at the map, you would think that we have our mouths attached to the tailpipes along the 99 corridor.
Vito Chiesa chairs the Stanislaus County Board of Supervisors. At first, he thought the CalEnviroScreen tool was a good idea. But then he started to worry it could backfire.
This would be like hanging a sign at the county line of the city limits and say, hey, don't even think about trying to do business here.
Environmental justice groups applaud the tool, but they're concerned it doesn't take into account drinking water or the small communities that may get missed using zip codes.
You know, when you take care of yourself during your pregnancy, it just means that your baby is going to grow up to be healthy.
Back in West Fresno, young pregnant moms recovering from drug and alcohol addiction are taking a prenatal class. The CalEnviroScreen tool shows that this community scores among the highest in the state when it comes to low birth weight babies. The class is sponsored by the West Fresno Family Resource Center. Director Yolanda Randall says she's not surprised by the grim data, but she wants to see more resources headed to her community now.
You're saying that in West Fresno, it's like the worst place to live, but you're not putting any funds to help change that direction, you know, for the residents here.
And it's unclear just how soon CalEnviroScreen will translate into dollars for high-scoring communities. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.
To see how your zip code measures up, look for the link to State of Health at our website, californiareport.org. That's the California Report for Tuesday, April 23rd, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. And the California Endowment. Health happens in neighborhoods at calendow.org.